It's one of those things that we've watered down to the point where it really doesn't mean a whole lot of anything anymore. Peace on earth, like Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas, has become just another seasonal greeting. Peace on earth has about as much substance as telling someone to have a nice day. I think the problem is one of perception. Somehow we've got it into our minds that peace is a neutral state. It's kind of a place you go when you take a break. But peace isn't something that you get for just sitting around, and it isn't some intangible abstract ideal either. Peace is a specific state that happens when there is social, environmental, and economic justice in a society. Disturb any one of those factors and you throw the entire equation off balance. It's that simple. Look around and do the math. Think of any place, anywhere in the world where there's conflict and you'll see some kind of imbalance. Is there enough food? Is wealth fairly distributed? Is the environment being threatened by industrial pollution or flooding or landslides? If the answer's yes to any of these questions, then I can guarantee that there'll be unrest. There can be no peace when there's starvation and disease. There can be no peace when 20% of the world's population exploits 80% of the world's resources. And there can be no peace when a country like the U.S. consumes 30% of the world's energy. If we really want peace on Earth, then the first thing we have to do is recognize that it's not a passive state. We have to actively pursue it with all the human and economic resources that we have. We should take all the money that we're pumping into the military and use it for peace instead. In short, we have to learn how to wage peace. That's what Christ was all about. He wasn't some soft-spoken guy who walked around in flowing robes with a lamb on one arm and a small child on the other. The peace that Christ stood for was so radical that they killed him for it. So instead of following the difficult road that he followed, we write cheery messages on greeting cards. It's a whole heck of a lot easier. But there is hope. Somewhere beyond the tinsel and the lights, the message of Christ must still linger. Why else would we continue to celebrate his birth 2,000 years later?